about that time. It's one of my favorite female artists. I just love her voice, and she's such a doll. Jacinta.
Good evening. How are you?
I am doing great. I am well prepared to have you tonight, and thank you for calling back this weekend. What's going on, Jacinta?
Oh, honey, it's Saturday night. It's my favorite night of the week, and I've been listening to you. It's wonderful.
So what are you doing tonight? You going out, you're partying, you're living it up? What's going on?
I am. I am heading out, actually, after we have our little chat. I am going downtown ATX.
Downtown where? Miami?
No, I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh, Austin, Texas. Oh, sorry. I forget these little tribal things. I always seem to forget. Austin, Texas. What's going on in Austin, Texas tonight?
It's great. It's like spring here. It's absolutely gorgeous. So I'm getting out amongst it tonight.
I've ever been to Austin, Texas. The only thing I have in common with Austin, Texas is my little brother. His name is Travis Austin Jensen. So that's about as close as I've come to Austin, Texas.
Well, you'll just have to come and visit. It's a good little town. It really is.
I would love to. What would be a night out with Jacinta and me? What would you and I do on a night out in Austin?
Oh, we would probably head down to the Warehouse District and have something delicious to eat, and then go and do some serious dancing at Kiss and Fly or Orkan Harry's, Rusty Spur, Charlie's. There's a lot of great places here. And, of course, we're coming into South by Southwest, so it's going to be crazy, crazy, crazy downtown for the next few weeks.
Well, you know, I would love to come. The drive is just a little bit long. It takes about 18 days to get through Texas. So I'm going to have to, if I want to come visit you, I think I would have to fly, because I am not up for an 18-day drive through the Texas.
Yeah. I've done some pretty major driving in America, but I haven't driven all the way to Miami yet. I did drive to Pensacola.
Oh, yeah.
I was ways, but I must admit, I did fly as far as New Orleans and then drove from there. That's cheating. What am I saying? That's definitely cheating.
Well, you know, I am so glad you called tonight, because we've got some great news. I know that you know that everybody else doesn't know that you've got new songs coming out. Tell us about it. What are you working on, and what's on the horizon for you, Jacinta?
Some great stuff happening. Magic has come out. Do you remember, I'm sure you know who Olivia Newton-John is, and you might remember the fantastic movies that she did, did Grease, and then she did Xanadu, and there was this great, awesome song.
What was her name again?
And she sang this fantastic song, Magic, and so I re-recorded that, and Cat Records have put this fantastic 80s compilation together called The Best of 80s Dance, and Magic is on it, and it's great. Yes, you got to check it out.
That is exciting. And so what you're doing is you're taking some of the old classics, and then you're Jacinta-izing it and making it even a little bit. You're making it for the now, and then you're going to release it, and then it's going to be a hit, and everybody wants to hear it. And in fact, you sent me a preview of what we're going to play here in a little bit called, Magic?
It's Magic, yep, absolutely. It's one of the Cap Records do fantastic compilations, and there's many different artists on the compilation. And this is track 10 on it. It's available on iTunes. And I'm really excited. I'm such a big fan of Olivia Newton-John. So when Cap Records suggested that Magic would be a good song for me to do for their compilation, I was all about it, because I had already wanted to do that, and in fact had started the project.
I'm so excited for you. Let me take a drink here, because I am just so excited for you, because you have come a long way since we last talked. I was working over at that other station, and I appreciate you for, you know, supporting that station and supporting me and calling, and then, you know, letting us promote your music, because that's what it's all about. No matter where I'm at, I'm always going to be a Jacinta fan, because I love your music, and I really think the stuff that you have coming out is going to be a big hit, and I only wish you the best.
Oh, darling, thank you so much. Well, there's lots of big releases happening this year.
Yeah.
This will be our first release of 2010.
Yeah.
I'll be heading over to Miami at the end of the month to do Magic's debut performance along with some other really, including my second collaboration with Father Spiritual with a brand new track called Are You Dancing?
Are you dancing? Come on, Jacinta, are you dancing?
Oh, you want me to hum you a few bars?
I'll sing along with you, or I'll try my best. Let's go. You lead, and I'll try.
But you don't know the song yet. You've not heard it.
Are you dancing? No.
No, this is an original. I guess there's been other songs with the same title, but that sounded real nice. Gorgeous.
I'm only playing with you, Jacinta. I love you.
Oh, get me every time.
Yes, I do. You know, and also you're going to be down at Winter Music Conference in Miami, March 23rd to the 27th.
Yes, you bet I will be. I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to getting some beach dance music action.
Yeah, and make sure you go down to Ocean Drive and then make sure you put on your cute little bikini and then take some time and hit the beach and lay out. Or, you know what the cool thing is about South Beach is if you don't want to wear a bikini, you don't got to wear a bikini. You can just go topless all you want there, Jacinta.
No? I'm all about it. This is why I have to make my annual ritual to do it topless on the beach at South Beach. As long as I have my Cuban coffee, not a problem. That's my staple. I've got to have the coffee.
I love Cuban coffee. In fact, Maritza, one of my friends, an old job I used to work at, she used to say, here, have a cup of coffee. And it was in these little tiny, like, thimble mugs. And I'm like, that's not a coffee, because I'm used to drinking iced coffees, you know, the big 44-ounce iced coffee. So I'm like, oh, that ain't going to do nothing. You should have seen me. I was running around the house, vacuuming, doing the dishes, making about 80 phone calls, and I felt great.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so right. I mean, you need that when you're doing winter music conference because there's so much going on at nighttime. You stroll back home and it's sunrise and then you've got to be up to do something, so it's okay. But a really nice little cafe and just, yeah, inhale some of those Cuban coffees. They go down very, very good.
Well, you know, you're going to have to drink some Cuban coffees because I see on up in Austin on April 24th, you're going to be in the Hill Country Ride. Tell us about that.
It's a fantastic, fantastic fundraising project that runs every year here in Austin, Texas. This will be its 11th year, I think, yep. And it's my second year. I'll be riding 45 miles, and I would love you and your listeners to sponsor my ride because I'm wanting to raise loads and loads of money for folks living with HIV and AIDS. And last year, the Hill Country Ride raised over $650,000. And I mean, how it is, it's money that is so, so needed. So if you've got listeners there who would love to ride with me, go to hillcountryride.org and search for the rider, Jacinta.
Let me tell you something, and I'm not normally public about this because it's just one of those things I don't like to talk about, but for the last 14 years, I've been living with HIV. I've been doing really well with it, undetectable, great medications, great insurance, great pills, but I am very proud that there are still people out there like you who are continuing to do the battle to find the cure to help people like me, and I will do whatever I can to help you out, and I'll get whatever listeners like I said, I don't normally go public or talk about this, so this means a lot, and I just want you to know this is a very special event that you're doing, and so any listeners out there, how can we contribute to the cause to help you out? Because I want to do whatever we can to do it for you.
So if you're not in town, you can't come out and ride or be a volunteer or participate here, jump online and sponsor my ride. I mean, $5, $10, $1,000, you know, whatever you can do. It's so badly needed. And you know yourself that there is great medication out there just to keep it all together. A lot of people aren't able to access it.
Right.
And just tragedy because so many people are just suffering and they don't need to be. And it breaks my heart. And it all boils down to money. So if we're able to get out there and just put out there what we can, you are absolutely helping people, making a difference to people's lives each and every day.
Exactly, Jacinta. And, you know, I wouldn't come out and I wouldn't use my radio time to talk about it, but that is definitely something that I feel very strongly about. If there's any AIDS walks, if there's any events that are exactly like yours, the Hill County ride in that's coming up in April 24th in Austin, Texas. Please, everybody, not just for me, because I'm fine, but for anybody that doesn't have medication, for anybody who's sick, for families that, you know, have crisis, you know, there's so many problems that go on beyond just the sickness itself that...
Exactly.
And what you're doing is a great thing, and you should be applauded for that, Jacinta. Woo!
You know, it's such an incredible thing to do, and of course it's a whole lot of fun to get out there and ride a bike for 45 miles. They don't call it the Hill Country Ride for nothing. It's full on. In fact, if you visit my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/chunkymusic, we've got a few little video clips from last year's ride, and it's this one massive big hill that's 29,000 feet high. It's not really, but it felt like it, and that was the big hill that everyone was kind of dreading all day long. But once you got up that hill, it was like downhill all the way from there. But yeah, now's the time for me to getting out there and rallying people together and jump on board. This is a really cool cause, and you feel so good when you reach out and give.
Yes, and
like
you're
that.
Reaching out and you're doing a good cause. You know, I commend you because you're going 45 miles on a bike. I can't even walk. What's my boyfriend Shana? What's my mailbox from here? About two blocks, and I can't even get out of my house to walk two blocks to the mailbox. So.
Well, you know, it's all about the training. Oh, I'm going out clubbing tonight. I'm going to be up first thing in the morning and getting my bicycle out and meeting hundreds of other riders who will be doing a 16-mile training run in the morning. But I hope it's nice weather. Think of me if you're staggering back home, you know, and going to bed at that time. I'll be up on my bicycle.
Definitely, I will. Do me a favor. Email me the information. I'll put it up on the front page of DMA. Hopefully we can get you some more sponsors. I will give you, I'll reach into whatever pockets I have, and I'll give whatever I can do to help you out, and I congratulate you and thank you for doing what you're doing. Last but not least, it's, what else? You're in case some people don't know, you've been a singer and a songwriter and a dance music producer for, how many years?
Oh, gosh, I would be coming up to 15 years, I think it is now. I've been doing music, you know, forever, and, you know, when I write music, quite often it's just on the piano and I'm singing, and so I have this other repertoire that I call it the Dark Hours, and I have an album that's just been released of the Dark Hours music. So it's all of the songs, the releases that I've put out there, Can't Keep It a Secret, Destination, the tracks I've put out there, but it's a Dark Hours piano vocal style. And can you dance to it? Well, I guess maybe a little bit, but it's a lot more mellow. And so that's out there. It's an album called Lumina, and if you visit any of my sites, chunkymusic.com or Facebook, what have you, you'll see it out there. And it's just, you know, that mellow style of stuff that you can chill out to once you've been dancing to DJ Jason Benson on DMA all night long.
Yeah, that reminds me. In about a couple of months, we're going to be celebrating my 2-year anniversary, so you're going to have to do that anniversary song you did for me, remember?
I'd love to. Absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. We've got some releases in Europe going on now as well.
Oh, yeah?
If your listeners are loving France in particular, check out, I've got two songs that have come out over there on a couple of different labels. One is called Share the Tears, and the other one is called Lost in a Dream.
Okay.
What's going on? What I'd love you all to do is become a fan on Facebook, facebook.com/jacinta.artist, and so I can let everyone know what's going on.
And that's J-A-C-I-N-T-A, correct?
You got it, baby. That's it.
Does Jacinta mean anything? Does it have a meaning? Because I love that name. I wish I was Jacinta Jensen. That name is fierce.
We'll have to get married.
Well, okay.
At least for the name, nothing else.
Yeah, exactly, because then I could be Jacinta Jensen. I love
it. There you go.
Miss Jacinta Jensen, everybody.
DJ Jacinta Jensen. Woohoo!
Thank you so much, Jacinta, for checking in. Don't forget, she's going to be doing the Hill Country Ride in August. I'm sorry, in Austin, Texas, April 24th, 45 miles. We'll have information on the Dance Mix America website. Her new song, we're going to play it now. The song is called Magic, and why don't you intro the song, and I'll let you get out of here, and you can do your party tonight.
You bet. Thank you so much. Great to be speaking with you and all of the DMA listeners tonight. This is Magic, folks. It's out there on Cap Records, on iTunes. Enjoy.
Come take my hand. You should know me. I've always been in your mind. You know I will be kind. I'll be guiding you. Building your dream has to start. We'll be right back.